Harper Audio presents Along Came a Duke by Elizabeth Boyle, performed by Susan Duerden. Chapter 1. Kempton, Sussex, 1810. The day dawned like it always did in May in the village of Kempton, with a bright sprinkle of sunshine, a hint of dew on the grass, and the birds singing happy choruses in the garden. There was no indication whatsoever that on this day, Miss Tabitha Timmins would not only find herself betrothed, but fall madly and deeply in love. And not necessarily with the same man. No, the only thing on Tabitha's mind as she stepped out of the vicarage that afternoon, closing the door quietly behind her on her way to the Tuesday afternoon meeting of the Society for the Temperance and Improvement of Kempton, was that she was escaping her aunt's demands and her uncle's complaints for the next blessed 3 hours.
"Ho there!"
Miss Daphne Dale called out cheerily from the garden gate where she had been waiting for Tabitha.
"I was beginning to fear she wasn't going to let you come,"
Daphne continued in a loud whisper as she reached down and gave Tabitha's ever-present dog, Mr. Muggins, a scratch behind his ears. The large Irish terrier gazed up at Daphne with pure admiration shining in his large, expressive brown eyes.
"Then Aunt Allegra would have to go in my stead, and heaven forbid she be assigned some task to attend to,"
Tabitha said, glancing over her shoulder and thankful that the curtains were all still drawn, which meant her aunt wasn't there peering after her, trying to come up with some excuse to call her back.
"Wretched notion, that,"
Daphne declared, linking her arm into Tabitha's and towing her friend away from the vicarage that had once been Tabitha's happy home. It should still be such a place, sitting as it did, stubby and content in the shadow of St. Edward's Church. A large and ancient relic from the Norman times, with its high stone walls, long nave, and a bell tower that was only dwarfed by the heights of Foxgrove, the Earl of Roxley's nearby estate. Instead, with her father's death 2 years ago of a heart ailment, and the installation of her uncle as the new vicar, Tabitha's beloved childhood home was naught but a dreary, dreadful place. At least, Tabitha mused, she was still allowed to attend the society meetings, if only because her aunt found the mission of providing charity baskets to Kempton's many spinsters a tedious chore. They ambled along Meadow Lane, the narrow track that led from the vicarage to High Street, while Daphne chatted on, bringing Tabitha up to date on the local gossip.
"Lady Essex will never allow Louisa and Lavinia to have their way on this matter. The buntings for the Midsummer's Eve ball have always been lavender. Apple green, indeed."
Tabitha smiled and let the idle talk wash over her like a great balm. For when she was with Daphne, or at the weekly society meetings, it was easy to believe that nothing about her once idyllic life had changed.
"I even called on the twins yesterday and tried, most politely, to explain how they will only raise Lady Essex's ire if they persist."
Daphne huffed a sigh.
"Oh, how Louisa and Lavinia love trouble."
Tabitha eyed her friend.
"You honestly thought you could deter them?" "I had hoped,"
Daphne confessed.
"And if that failed, I thought my new bonnet would distract them."
She tipped her head to show the green silk bonnet with its grey ribbon off to advantage. Tabitha was used to Daphne's preening and laughed.
"You convinced your father to advance your allowance, didn't you?"
Her friend grinned unrepentantly, blue eyes alight, her gloved hand rising to touch the jaunty brim.
"Yes, and worth every shilling,"
Daphne declared.
"I was afraid Papa wouldn't relent before Miss Fielding discovered it and snatched it up for herself. And you know how ill she looks in green."
Tabitha laughed. The rivalry between Daphne and Miss Fielding grew deeper with each passing year.
"I think it would look perfect on you,"
Daphne said.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?